Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. Greet you in that name that's above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord. He is above it all, and in Him we live, we move, we have our being. We go on in and through what we experience at such a time as this, all over the world, knowing that He that began that good work in us will carry it on to completion. Now, we've continued to adjust on the fly, making decisions as free will human beings, as God has continued to lead us and to guide us, and we've done what He puts in front of us to do, looking to Him for direction in the middle of a world full of confusion and a lot of people that are acting completely out of a fear-based consciousness, a fear-based approach to everything that's going on around them. You know, fear is very powerful as far as a way to control people. And it locks people into a place where you cannot make good decisions and good choices when you are in a place of fear. When you're in a place of fear, okay, emotionally, you are not in a place to make good decisions or rational choices. You can't use your brain. And you're definitely not coming from your heart. You're definitely not coming from a place of spirit. You're definitely not coming from a place where the choices and the decisions that you're making are coming from a higher state of who you are. It's definitely not the mind of Christ. You know, Jesus Christ, perfect love. Perfect love drives out all fear. No, you know, we got to understand what the enemy's trying to do to people and trying to do to you so that you can bypass all of that. So that you don't get stuck in the middle of all of that. See, when you get stuck in the middle of the way that the world thinks, you end up going with them. You have to have a different mind. We have to have a different mind. We have to have a different way that we approach things. You know, when you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Okay, well, when you know, I mean, fear is a bondage. I'll tell you that much. Fear is a bondage. So if you know the truth, all of a sudden the fear goes out the window, because the truth is there of what things actually are. What things actually are, what you can actually do about things. See, right now a lot of people have been bludgeoned into a fear-based consciousness, and by listening to the people that have controlled a few different pieces, all for the intention of a desired effect, the end result has been a massive erosion of civil liberties, a very destructive impact on economies, and people dying because they've not received the appropriate attention and the appropriate interventions at the right time. You know, I'm watching. It's incredible to me. Now, I am not a medical person. I'm a lay person taking great interest in the medical battle taking place between the people that actually meant what they said when they took their oaths as doctors, and the people who have sold out their populations. This is my opinion, all right? I'm entitled to my opinion, to my observation. So this is what I see. And what I see is when you've got the potential for treatments that deal with the issue, treatments that are very cheap, that are widely available, that have been around for a very long time. And when those things are diminished, And when the things that are put out and the things that are pushed forward and the things that are promoted are less effective, more expensive, or seemingly non-existent, even though I think they've got some stuff in the background, and just keeping people holding on for months and months and months in a fear-based consciousness, why? Now, if you've been listening here for a while, you know why. If you're new, welcome. Welcome, welcome. But why? Why? You know, I've said for... This is, again, my opinion. So, I can very well be proved otherwise. But I've said for months now, for like 2 months, to people in my own circles, that this entire issue could have been dealt with, this COVID-19 could have been dealt with in the United States for less than $20 million. For the entire country. Okay, how? How? Alright, here, let me tell you. Now this is the current strain, not some next, and this is with the current context, not some future bioengineering thing that they might do in the future, right? So I'm just talking about just now, this snapshot in time, where we are right now, where we've been. $20 million. Okay. How? Well, nationally, with around the world, if you go off of the twisted and tainted and politicized statistics, let's just use those for the sake of having some common ground to have a discussion. Okay? 80% of the people never show any symptoms, according to the controllers. Okay, fine. So, 80% of the people don't ever even show any symptoms. So, right there, let's just work off of a number of 300 million people. So, right there, you've got 60 million people that may show symptoms. Right? 60 million people that may show symptoms. Now, within that, and that's over the course of whatever period of time, if you take off children within the population, which everybody that's under the age of 18 has had zero issue, then you keep breaking it down to who's actually going to need an intervention, who's actually going to need something off of that 20% that could be that do show symptoms, right? Okay, $12 is the cost to treat with hydroxychloroquine, zithromycin, and zinc sulfate. $12. And if you treat early, then you don't have an issue. The place where people have an issue is when they delay treatments, or they deny treatments, and they put people in the wrong protocol. So the thing that now they've continued to find, as they've taken more and more time to study this, as more and more people have died, has been that you've got blood clotting. So it's like, so they say it's not like any virus they've ever seen. It's like people are being dropped off at 30,000 feet and they're struggling with high altitude sickness. So that's what it looks like when people are coming in symptomatically into the isolation and into the intensive care, right? Okay. 30,000 feet, fine. So, people are being given oxygen originally, but you start to see an inflammatory response in the body because the immune system starts striking out, and you start to see blood clotting. And so basically, and then they go and they stick them on a ventilator, which is a death sentence in most cases. But that's not dealing with the underlying problem. So there's financial incentives in the West for people being put through this horrible, horrible approach. And there's also financial incentives to keep people from receiving the proper and appropriate diagnosis and treatment protocol. If you treat early, it's like 95% of the cases, 99 point something percent of the cases. It's extremely high rate of recovery. Extremely high. I don't have the exact stat, but from what I've seen, it's well in the 90s. For the people that are symptomatic. Okay, you treat early. What does the HCQ do? From what I've seen, from what I've read, basically just stops it stops some of the blood clotting. It stops this thing from going into the other cells, infecting the other cells. It works. The azithromycin is antibiotic, so that's to deal with the infection. The zinc is to strengthen the cells. $1, $2, $3, $12 for 5 to 8 days. This course is run, and that's it. That's it. People recover because they got the right intervention. So $12 compared to being incentivized as a medical establishment for people being allowed to crash and put on a ventilator and given $39,000 for that. $12. Or the difference between, just a little bit more math, and you've got well 25, 26 people, you make $1 million. $39,000 for a ventilator, say $40,000, yeah, you've got $1 million. So if you don't care about the health of people, if you want to make a lot of money off the death of others and contribute to a statistic, because for $4,600 for pneumonia diagnosis, but then $13,000 for a COVID pneumonia diagnosis, $39,000 for a ventilator, yeah, we've got a problem here because the incentives are not aligned with the health of the people. Okay, back to my $20 million fix. Okay, all right, $20 million fix. All right, so I would have focused my attention, my efforts, my energies on logistics and an outpatient protocol for people that are symptomatic, and that's it. All the while your herd immunity is being built, all the while your population is able to continue to work. The whole basis for this entire thing was keep the medical system from being overwhelmed. You remember that? This is how people were sold on this. It's not that you were going to be kept out of the hospital. It's not that you were going to be kept from dying. It was that keep the medical system from being overwhelmed. Okay, let's keep the medical system from being overwhelmed. Here's a $12 treatment. Let's get it far and wide available so that doctors can prescribe based on symptomatic patients that come in, which is not the majority, which is a very small minority. Let them come in and be treated as an outpatient for a very short period of time, and that's it. So where logic and reason have been thrown out the window, and now fear and ego, because people went down a particular line and now they're trying to defend themselves, where they made massive decisions and cost trillions of dollars to their country, which, look, I don't, the money is not the thing. It's the effect. There are far more people starving to death right now than are suffering from any virus or any man-made, steered, manipulated thing. There's far greater damage to civil liberties and human rights right now than any virus. And look, if this thing was dangerous, 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 you wouldn't have to be told that all the time. If this thing melted your face off, if you walked out the front door, people would be staying home. But people are waking up to the fact that they've been lied to and continuously messaged lied to. Will you please check back and find out who lied to you? Instead of just carrying on business as usual, will you please take a look? Will you please hold those people accountable and let them be shamed for their role in destroying a lot of people's lives? Now, in the middle of all this, God's got his own sense of humor. And in the middle of all this, God has got his own way of what he's going to do. So there's a lot of hope for the children and the people of God. There's a lot of things that we can look forward to coming up. Because in these times, our Savior is very active in what he's doing in and through his people. And so often, like even with the crucifixion, the world thought they were doing one thing and God was doing something else. I do believe that even in all of this, the world is thinking they're doing one thing, but God is doing something else. So, anyways, we continue to learn, continue to go forward, continue to move in the things that God has given us to do. We love you guys. Don't worry about anything, all right? Seriously, there's nothing to worry about for the child of God. Let the Spirit of God lead you and guide you. Trust Him. Do the things that He gives you to do. Do the things that are in front of you to do. And carry on. All right, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. We always love to hear from you guys. God bless you. We'll talk to you again sometime really soon. All right, bye.